From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 25th, 2011. This week, we feature another series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 30 seconds and see if you can guess where these sounds were recorded. And here's a hint. It's certainly no waste of time to learn about this community water facility.
With the concern for nutrients getting through the river, like nitrogen and phosphorus, they carry this a step further and call it biological nutrient removal now. After 34 years, I don't smell a thing.
If you guessed a wastewater treatment plant, you are right. Conventional wastewater treatment removes solid materials, disinfects water, and removes materials that can reduce oxygen in streams receiving a plant's discharge. As noted in the recording, some plants now are taking extra steps to reduce levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in order to help prevent an excess of these algae-stimulating nutrients in aquatic systems. A major part of Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts, for example, is increased nutrient removal by wastewater treatment plants. One part of such efforts in Virginia is the Water Quality Improvement Fund, which provides money for nutrient removal projects. By law, the fund receives 10% of annual general revenues in excess of appropriations, so the estimated $311 million surplus for fiscal year 2011 that Governor McDonald's office announced on July 19th will mean an estimated $32.2 million for the Water Quality Fund. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.